Have any of the incentives, the lottery prizes or the other freebies, caused you to get vaccinated? Be honest. As you know, we love honesty on the show. And it's okay to admit it. We don't need to know your name, but you can just tell us. Have any of these incentives, the lure of big money prizes and other giveaways and the other freebies, has it worked? Has it worked? You were unvaccinated. You heard about the prizes. You said, I'm going to go get vaccinated now. It was the push you needed. A lot of people are vaccinated. A lot of people in our audience are vaccinated. But I wonder if any of these incentives have pushed someone to actually get... You know, I just want to know if it's working. You know, is it working? People are still getting vaccinated, so we know. Are they getting vaccinated because of the prizes? Maybe the incentives have worked for you. We'd like to know. 839-1059 is our number. Good morning. You're on the Dan Gaffney program.
Good morning, Dan. Frank Milford. How are you?
Good, Frank.
I would say they've done the exact opposite and reaffirmed my commitment not to get one.
Yeah, explain that to the audience.
Well, first of all, it's an experimental vaccine.
That's right.
So you have no idea what this is going to cause long term.
That's right.
Second of all, why are you pushing something that really is unnecessary? I mean, it's necessary in a way for people that are vulnerable, healthy young adults, children, people my age that are in good health. If you get it, it could be mild. You could get sick. But there are other alternatives out there. You know, hydroxychloroquine, Bisher-Myerson. These things that they told you not to get at first. And now they're saying, oh, yeah, they work.
Yeah, in other words, treatment and the chances of you getting seriously ill are relatively low. So why get it? Is your point?
Sure.
And so, how does the push for the vaccine, the giveaway, the prizes, want you to do it less?
Because it's a bribe.
Yeah,
that's what it is. It's a bribe. First of all, my freedom of choice, whether to get it or not, is my prerogative.
Yeah, it's not for sale.
It's not for sale, and I believe that's what they're trying to do is you're selling your soul, and I'm not about it.
All right, interesting. So this caller has had his resolve sharpened. It's strengthened his resolve to not get vaccinated. It's the exact opposite of what they want to have happen. And I'm sorry I stepped on you. You get the last word. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just saying it makes you wonder why they're pushing this so much. And if you look at who's behind all this, I mean, you had people up in arms about Big Pharma for years, and now you're suddenly in bed with them. These are the same people that are killing our fellow countrymen with opioids every day, which is 10 times worse than the COVID. So think about it. And who's gaining from this?
Right. And companies that the government has called criminal and fined them to the tunes of billions of dollars, but suddenly now they're not criminal. We should really love them. Now they're our saviors. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pass.
I get it. All right. Have these incentives worked? We're asking you to be honest. Would like to know, has the lure of prize money and a chance at winning been an incentive for you to get a vaccine? And that's okay if it has. It's no problem. You're not going to be judged here or ridiculed or anything. You just want to know if it's actually working. All of this effort. We know people are still getting vaccinated, but would they be getting vaccinated whether there were prizes or not? So that's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if there's anyone that decided to get vaccinated after the lure of a free beer or after the promise of a donut or a chance at a prize. Delaware 105.9, good morning to you.
Hi. Yeah, I get the... I called a couple days ago, and I guess the only incentive, once again, is to, number one, be able to sue these companies, Pfizer and Moderna, and currently you can't, apparently.
Right, you cannot.
And then, in case there is a side effect, all the money that I could ever need for life to set up. It's so odd that they're giving away burgers and donuts and things that are unhealthy and not...
And beer.
A free gym, you know, yeah, a beer. Like, why not a free gym membership? Why not, pardon me, why not a state park pass or something? You know, I don't know, you know what I mean? So...
Yeah, so this has not, you have not, it hasn't worked for you, in other words. And the only incentive that would work for you would be the opportunity to sue should you be adversely affected permanently.
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
I get it, man. Thank you. Is there anyone listening, maybe you, that decided to get vaccinated because of the giveaway? The DE wins. You have a chance at winning $302,000. You have a chance at winning a three-digit license plate. You have a chance at winning weekly $5,000 prizes. You know, this kind of thing, right? Lotteries. You have a chance of winning lottery. It was announced. Did that do it for you? I'm curious. Did you get motivated by these prizes and get vaccinated because of it? That's what we're asking. If there's anyone out there or anyone listening, I would love to hear from you at 839-1059. Good morning. Welcome.
Hey, Dan. I can't imagine anybody would do that and be okay with it, knowing that it is experimental in nature and not approved by the FDA. Just say, spitballing down the road, say 35% of folks down the road have a weakened immune system because it inadvertently affected bone marrow within the population, say 35% of the population. And you're adversely affected.
Hypothetically. Yeah, hypothetically.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, you did it from anything for a three-digit tag and $1 million or even a donut. What kind of dope would you feel like in the future knowing that that was the lure and now you have no recourse and your life is irreparably harmed?
In other words, yeah, you look back and you go, wow, hope that beer was worth it. Must have been, hope it was a good beer.
Exactly. And it's kind of insulting to the population that they would even take that track. You know, only the dopes would lunge at it.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to call anybody a dope. I just want to know if it worked. You know, it's designed, they think, to work. So where are the people that got vaccinated because of the lure of prizes? That's what I want to know. Delaware 1059, is that you? Did you decide to get vaccinated because you could win a prize?
Good morning, sir.
Hi.
All this did for me was make me even more worrisome about this. Now, you look at it, and they investigate. Why did Fauci commensurate with Bill Gates 15 times? Bill Gates is not a scientist. He's a guy who got lucky with a computer. Why did OSHA stop? They stopped reporting any adverse reactions for companies that force their people to take the vaccine.
No, it's made you more suspicious and more unlikely to get the vaccine.
And maybe investigate even further. Now we find out all these other things that are coming to light. Anyone who does this over a prize, I will go play the pick three or pick four and have a better chance of winning, sir, and not inject an experiment in my body. Thank you, sir.
Listen, we have a big audience. The ratings company told us number one. And number one or top three or four in even the younger age groups, 25, 54. So I'm asking you, has the lure of prizes, lottery prizes and cash giveaways, et cetera, did that cause you to go get vaccinated? Good morning, Delaware 1059. I'm looking for the person that has been motivated by these giveaways and decided, well, that's it. I'm going to go do it. Now that I can get a free beer or something, I'll do it. If that's you, just tell us. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Dan. How are you this morning?
I'm good, sir. Thank you.
No, I'll be honest with you, Dan. This pushes me about as far away from it as you can get.
Five callers. What is it? Four or five callers in a row now have said the exact opposite is happening with him, right? Wow.
Yeah. I'll tell you. Yeah, I'm tired of this administration trying to buy people. They've spent millions and billions of dollars trying to buy the black vote and whatever they can buy. And I'm sick and tired of it because they're not doing their job. They're spending way too much money that they don't have. And they're not helping the public. They're making it worse.
All right. Is there anyone listening? I keep repeating. Is there anyone listening that has been motivated to get vaccinated because of all of these giveaways and prizes? In other words, you were not vaccinated until they announced that you could win prizes. Then, all right. Is that you? How about you, Kathy? Did it motivate you, the fact that you could win a three-digit license tag in Delaware? Did it motivate you to go get vaccinated?
No, because I will not be able to take it into the coffin with me. I want to say callers have stopped me from getting the shot. Not the last one, but the one before. I have listened to him for months. I talked to three black ladies in the last 3 months, conversations. They will not get it. They don't get the flu vaccine. They eat good. They take care of themselves, they say. They will not get this shot. They don't believe in it. They think there's something up with it. So guess what? They can give me the $1 million, but guess what? I am going to stick to what I started. No shot for me, because I think when they try to sell it like this, there's something stinks.
Wow. What about you? Did it motivate? Were you motivated to get vaccinated because of the giveaways? Hello.
Come on, man.
Huh?
Hey, Dan.
What?
I think it says a lot to the intelligence of your callers that you're not getting anybody saying, yes, I did it for the doo-doo.
Does anyone know anyone that, how about this? Does anyone know anyone, young person, any person, who decided?
Those are the kind of people that watch The View. You know, that's not Dan Gaffney listening.
Yeah, well, maybe you know someone who watches The View. Did they decide to get vaccinated because of a chance at winning prizes? In other words, is any of this nonsense working? Is what I want to know. Right?
Well, they said 6,000. They got 6,000 and then 16,000 plus of the younger people. That's what I heard over the weekend.
All right. Listen.
So, you know, worse on not a lot. Not a lot.
Right. Thank you. Got to take a break. I keep scouring the phones. And new ones announced almost every day. Get vaccinated. Get this. Get a free beer. Get a voucher for a beer. Get a chance to win Super Bowl tickets. Delaware giving away cash, giving away weekly prizes. They've announced the big Delaware Wins program. Couple of weeks into it now, right? Get vaccinated by June 29th. You can win a full scholarship. You could get tickets to Firefly, dark passes, free tolls, low digit tags, the whole deal. Question. Have any of these incentives worked? In other words, you were unvaccinated until you heard about the incentives, and then you decided to do it because of the incentive. Just want to know if it's worked. And if it has, no problem. We don't need to know your name or anything. We just want to know if it's worked, if it's working after all. This is a very expensive program our state is putting forth. You kind of want to know if there's any fruit. Delaware 1059. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
How are you today?
I am good. Thank you. And the number, by the way, 839-1059. That's area code 302-839-1059. Scouring the phones for someone who decided to get vaccinated because of a chance at prizes. Hello.
I have not gotten it. I am not getting it. They would have to give me a great incentive to get me to do it. But my point is, or my comment is, doesn't it just reek of absurdity?
Yes.
I mean, it does. What is going on here? Why are they so hell-bent, so desperate to get every man, woman, and child this injection into our body that is right. Experimental?
Right.
When the people get this, they're signing, you know, that they're participating in an experiment.
Even and, if you know, you've already had COVID and you have immunity, right. They still want you to get it.
Have you seen that video? I don't think it's...
Now you're breaking up.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, something about a video.
Well, a pharmacist, you know, each drug has the little paper in it that, like, explains all the side effects and all the, you know, all the information about it. Have you seen this? And she pulls it out of the vaccine, and there's some words on, like, there's going to be, and then as she unfolds the paper... It's literally, and this paper is several inches long, you know, 12, 15 inches long. The paper is virtually blank. So they're pretending that they're following normal protocol, but when you investigate, they're really not.
Right. Well, every drug that's approved anyway, during normal times, you always hear the guy at the end may cause a 4-hour erection. Don't use if you have runny bowels. You know, you hear all of that. You don't hear any of that with and there are side effects possible, but you don't hear anybody telling you potential side effects as they push the vaccine on you.
You know, and that is a very good point. You know, they always talk about the adverse effects, which is, I believe, the law. I'm not positive of that, but for some reason, this is exempt from another law or another protocol.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just think it reeks of absurdity and desperation, right. And something even more insidious. You know, they're not doing this just because they're worried about our health.
Yeah, yes.
You know, they're doing something to change humanity, and I believe that changed the world.
All right, thank you. Now, don't be intimidated by these. This string of back-to-back-to-back calls that say the incentives have the opposite effect. Be honest, have the incentives worked? Did they cause you to go get the vaccine? Anybody that was unvaccinated? Hello, good morning to you.
Hi, Dan. This is Kat.
Hi, Kat.
I had a vaccination, but it wasn't because of that. I had the Johnson's vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
It's because I wanted to be around people that I wasn't normally around.
All right. So you've already been vaccinated. The incentives had nothing to do with it.
No, it did not.
Yeah. Well, we're still looking, Kat.
And I did not have any adverse infections. Adverse reactions.
Right. It hasn't affected you. Good deal. So, listen, what do you think, then, of this push now with prizes and free beers and all that stuff? What do you think of all that?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. Dan, this is changing the subject, but I want to send you some songs that my dad has created. He's done thousands of songs in his lifetime.
Yeah, John Stenger. John Stenger, right? John Stenger.
Yes, he asked me to make sure that you have a link to those songs. So yeah. I tried to do it in your messenger, but you didn't get it. So I'll find a different way to do it. I guess
one of his the big hit from my favorite hit that your father ever wrote or performed was Dewey. Do we love Dewey? It's all about Dewey Beach.
I don't know if that's on there, but he's got some about crabs and different kinds of subjects from religion to politics and all kinds of things. So I could send it on the messenger again, and you can look for it. Maybe you'll know since I told you.
Thank you. Good luck. Thank you, Kat. If not, you can send it to my email address, dgaffney@forevermediainc.com. The easy Yes, it's very difficult to remember email address. dgaffney@forevermediainc.com. I think that's it. All right. You know, life's easier if you don't know what your email address is and you really don't check it that much. Life's a lot easier. Anyway, next. Let's go to this. I am desperately going through the phone lines to find the elusive individual. If you exist, you were unvaccinated, you were not planning to get vaccinated, but suddenly you heard about prizes and a chance to win, and you could win amusement park tickets or a chance at cash in a lottery. Then you decided to get vaccinated. If that's you, my number is 839-1059. Does this person exist? Is the program working? So far, no evidence that it is. Okay, here is Z. Good morning, Z.
Good morning, Dan. Sorry to call twice today.
It's all right. You passed the 3-hour threshold.
I remember, I called you about this shots, whatever. I told you I'm not into it because at the beginning I was, but until I see these promotions and stuff like that, I changed my mind.
Wait a minute. Another guy, the promotion of it turned you off?
Yes, and I'll tell you why.
All right.
How many people does the flu kill every year?
Many.
Many, about 60,000, I think, a year, you're saying?
At least, yeah.
So how come they never, ever promote this flu shot and doing this giveaway and give me money and give me that for the flu? It kills people. If you care about people that much, why don't you have promotion for the flu? Give us money to do that. So, second of all, here comes this virus showed up out of nowhere in a year of the election, out of a lab, because it's complicated. It's like two viruses in one or three. In a year of elections, the whole thing, it's just, with this promotion, they're just making it too crazy for people just to start wondering. Even if you're not like a conspiracy guy, with all this, you're putting all this together, you start to question the whole thing.
Right, because it doesn't make sense. One and one is equaling three, and you know that that's not quite right, so you got to question it. Another caller suspicious because of the lottery giveaways and the incentives having the opposite effect with a lot of people. Right. Frank on line one. Good morning, Frank. We're squeezing your call in here today. Hello.
Morning, Dan. Real quick, a couple things. I keep hearing the comparison to the polio vaccine in kids. Well, I had the polio vaccine, and you know what? I don't remember going back every year for it. Yeah. And we haven't been told this is a one-time shot. It's probably going to end up being the flu shot every year booster. So there's a difference with the polio vaccine. One shot, you're good for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Wait it out.
The other thing, I've been saying for months that it's big pharma and follow the money. Someone is making a lot of money selling this vaccine, and we now know that Fauci is invested in this field with, you know, design, possibly being involved in the designing of these viruses in order to create vaccines in case we get the virus. Well, Mr. Fauci, because I'm not going to call you doctor anymore, you put the virus here by creating it.
Yeah.
You're fulfilling the prophecy. You're profiting off of people's misery, and then you're put in charge of it, and you double down on their misery because the government followed your recommendations, and here we are.
Wow.
And you got to incentivize people to get a shot that we were told we should all be, you know, deathly afraid of because, you know, it's going to wipe us out.
Got it. Listen to this. Thanks, Frank. Here's a text. Had my vaccine 2 months ago. Woke up this morning, had the feeling I need to change my party to Democrat. Not sure if it's related to the vaccine or not. Just saying. Look, my question this morning is not, have you been vaccinated? We're not doing that. I just want to know if any of these incentives, the giveaways, the prizes, the lotteries, the free beer, the donut giveaways, whatever, have any of that motivated you to get the vaccine. That's all. Just want to know if it's working. I mean, we're putting a ton of money into this. Millions. Is it working? That's all. Good morning, Delaware 1059. Hi.
Hello. I'm calling because of the text that just went through, because something that's bothering me about the vaccine is the push to give it to kids. I want to talk about numbers, and I know you don't have a lot of time, but there are 332 million individuals approximately in the U.S. Less than 35 children under the age of, I think, 5 have died from this virus. I don't see why kids are being pushed to get a vaccine that they are not, there's no problem with them having this virus. I have my kid get the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine because it affects children.
Right.
The flu affects children.
Right.
I wouldn't get the HPV, whatever the heck that shot was for my daughter, because it's a sexually transmitted disease thing.
Right.
So I'm like, well, no, I'm not going to do that. She can get that on her own when she's 18. But it makes no sense to me why we are forcing children to have this when it doesn't affect them.
And in terms of, you know, there's some stats out there that say, you know, adverse vaccine reporting to among children. There are some things. Remember the study about the heart problem and things like that? That may be worse.
Heart.
That may be worse for children than the actual COVID.
Absolutely. These things that I am saying here are my reasons why I have no trust at all in the vaccine. I don't understand it. Are these parents who are giving this vaccine to their teenagers and younger, are they also having colonoscopy set up for them? Are they also having shingles shot given to them? Because those are all things that don't affect children either.
Right. It's a great call.
I'm frustrated and confused, and the people who are just completely insanely afraid still I don't understand it.
Right. Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Take another one. Scanning the phones today, looking for someone that maybe you were on the fence, or you just it wasn't on your radar for getting a vaccine until you heard about all the incentives and the prize money and everything. Did that motivate you to get a vaccine? I haven't found anybody yet. Good morning to you, Delaware 1059.
Good morning. Good morning. Tom from Hardscrabble.
Hey, good morning.
Well, I'm the caller you've been waiting for.
Finally. What is it?
Yeah. I ain't getting that damn thing. That's talking about a fool's mission. You know, Bill Gates is getting billions of dollars from this. He wouldn't release the patent. He wouldn't drop the patent.
But Tom, you could get a 3-digit tag if you only get the vaccine. You could win prizes. Come on, man.
Oh, what's awesome is now they're talking about, you know, in the future you're going to have to get a booster shot or... they're talking about the variances and everything. So now they're talking about what cocktail of vaccines together are going to do best for you. So they're not just going to give you one. They're going to mix them up now and let's see what happens when we mix these up. What the hell? It's like a bunch of mad scientists seeing what they can do, and people are dumb enough to stick their arm out. When you get that vaccine, you're in the middle of a trial, my man. It's a trial. It ain't a real thing.
This vaccine
is like nothing else ever means.
Thank you, man. All right. Check with your doctor. This is not medical advice. That's just some dude on the phone. But you know what? We were not successful. I couldn't find anyone that was motivated to get the vaccine by prizes.
From the first town.